Many of us remember Jesus really losing his cool and tearing up the temple. Some of us think that's really cool that Jesus actually lost his temper there. But the reason that he got so angry had to do with sins of omission and sins of commission toward the least of these, the voiceless. When Jesus tore up the temple, Mark tells us, the Gospel of Mark tells us, this is what he said, and he quoted a verse from the Old Testament. Now listen to me, listen. Jesus said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer'," listen to me, "for all nations." That's what Jesus was saying when he was tearing up the temple. Well, let me tell you possibly why Jesus was so upset with this. In Jesus' time, when you approached the temple, women and Gentiles could only go so far. A Gentile, obviously, is anyone who's not a Jew again. And that was most of the world. And so you would walk into the temple and you would come up to this sign that was carved in stone. And it said that women and Gentiles were prohibited past this point under the subject of death. In Jesus' time, only Jewish males were considered worthy to fully enter into the presence of God. Only Jewish males were considered fully children of God. Think about that for a minute. Now, the problem is that the church many times uses the Bible to reinforce our cultural prejudice. In the church around the world, people are using the Bible to keep other people out of the fellowship. And anytime you keep anyone out of the church, you keep Jesus out of the church. Did you hear that? One of my favorite illustrations of that is this man came to worship at this church, and he was kind of dirty, kind of smelly. He walked in, and of course, all the pews in back were taken. And so he walked up the aisle to the front, and of course, it got the elders' attention real quick. After service was over, one of the elders walked up to the man and says, "You know, sir, we would like you to pray this week, to pray to God and see if this is the church for you, and let us know what God says." Well, the man came back the next week, and the elders were kind of surprised to see him there. And they says, "Well, when you prayed, what did God say if this was the church for you?" And the man told the elder, he says, "Well, you know, Jesus told me that he really doesn't know anything about that church because he never can come in." Anytime you keep anyone out of the church, you keep Jesus out of the church. That is what Jesus meant when he said all the time throughout the Gospels, you read the Scriptures, you study the Scriptures, but you don't understand what the Scriptures mean. You have eyes to see, but you're not seeing. You have ears to hear, but you're not hearing. Here's the problem. All of us see the Scriptures through the cultural colored glasses of our own prejudice. In some ways, we can't help it. But once we know that it's there, we have to do something about it. We can't just say, "Oh, well, that's just the cultural colored glasses I'm reading through." I think that would be called a sin, right? You have eyes to see, but you're not seeing. You have ears to hear, but you're not hearing. Every time any of us read the Scriptures, we're reading the Scriptures out of our own experiences and what we have been taught. It's why Jesus said you have to let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions. Let me say that again. You have let go. There, I got the emphasis in the right syllable.